Good morning and welcome to episode one of the Odd Pod, a podcast. Good thing I can edit this. A podcast where we talk about podcasts and audiobooks. I'm fairly new to this, so you'll have to forgive me any mispronunciations I may have. I tend to ramble sometimes. You can find all episodes at www.oddpod.ca. That's AUDPOD.ca. That's where you'll find most of the show notes and details of each podcast we talk about in this episode. This week, we're going to focus on some of my favorite podcasts in the entertainment genre. That include podcasts about movies, books, and trending pop culture news. Now, here's the thing. There is so much content to cover here. I'm going to go over a few of the podcasts with links available in the show notes, but there is so much entertainment. And when I say entertainment, that's a pretty broad statement. So all podcasts can be entertaining, but I'm going to narrow this one down a bit and just talk about podcasts that talk about movies or entertainment, you know, like performers, for example. Maybe later on we'll dive a bit more into the other genres, but right now, entertainment podcast focusing on celebrities and movies. Make sense? Okay, let's get into it. Now, to start the top off with one of my favorites, I listen to this religiously pretty much every week, and you might recognize this podcaster from Stuff You Should Know and other iHeart-related podcasts. His name's Chuck Bryant. He's the host of Movie Crush, and it started out, I think, as his independent side project, but I guess everything that Chuck does now is owned by iHeartMedia, so it fell under their domain once it got a bit more popular. Chuck hosts this podcast with another iHeart person who I think his name goes by How Now Noel Brown. That's not really his name, but Noel Brown is the producer, and he generally also co-hosts on a few other podcasts. One of those is Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. You'll recognize his voice if you see him. He's also on Instagram. Really distinguished-looking fellow. Other podcasts dealing with movies and entertainment are, we have Kermode and Mayo's Film Reviews, and I'm really quite shocked at how many podcasts the BBC has, actually. There are so many. This one's pretty funny. It's off the cuff. I really enjoyed it. I've only listened to a few episodes, so maybe I can't give you a detailed explanation, but it's fun. And I'll leave the details for that in the show notes. Another one I listen to quite often is called Karim Kanji Welcome. Now, quick side note here. I know Karim. I've known him ever since I used to be a real estate agent. Yes, I was a realtor. Karim's based here in Toronto. He hosts a weekly talk show. He brings on a variety of entertainers, entrepreneurs, actors, musicians and such. It's a fun, usually about an hour talk with different people, and you get a chance to dive a bit deeper into their personality. Some of his past guests, recently he just had Kim Mitchell on there, Biff Naked, and another guy who I know, his name is Jesse Thistle. Jesse wrote a book that we'll be covering in a later episode. The book's called From the Ashes, and it's a really interesting story. I think you'll like it. Another podcast I like is called Tequila Talk. Now, that's got Richard Marx and his wife, Daisy Fuentes. Don't know if you recognize those names, but Richard Marx is a singer-performer. Daisy Fuentes, she was, I don't know what you would call her. She was an attractive woman in the 80s who did a lot of hosting, I guess. And now they talk about, they get impaired and they talk about other actors. I had a bit of a hard time digging into it, but both Daisy and Richard are enjoyable to listen to, and I think this is more of a quarantine podcast than something that they do or plan on doing on a regular basis. Now, there's also something called, let's go into the next podcast here. This one's dealing with movies. It's called The Final Girls. It's a podcast by two women who talk about films with women in them. And now the films seem to be mostly horror movies from what I can gather. Their tagline is, The Final Girls are a UK-based film collective exploring the intersections of horror film and feminism. Yeah, so I guess it is a horror film based podcast. They have a really long history of podcasts. There's quite a few in their collection, and they seem to touch on a wide variety of films. So if you're into horror films and the ladies that star in them, it's worth giving a lesson or a listen to. Now, on a side note, I am putting together a Halloween based listen where we'll source some scary podcasts. Bit of a spoiler alert here, though. There are a lot of horror-based podcasts, so there should not be a shortage. Now, this week's Discovery podcast, which I suggest you go listen to, is called Smartless. Smartless, as in less smart. Now, it's more of a comedy podcast, but it is hilarious. And I'm going to classify it under entertainment because it's basically unemployed actors talking to unemployed actors about acting in unemployment. And now you will find on that podcast, there's Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes. Now, hopefully you recognize those names. Some of their guests include Will Ferrell, Melissa McCarthy, Kamala Harris, just goes on and on. Now, I believe they just started recently, and I also think this is a quarantine-based podcast, which means that they don't plan on doing it long-term, I don't think, because they all have pretty busy schedules. But, man, it's funny. So funny, and it's well worth a listen. And they're usually about 45 minutes to about an hour in length. Okay, that's it. Once again, you can find all the show notes at oddpod.ca. Stick around for next week's podcast, when I don't know what we'll be talking about. If you want to contact me, go to oddpod.ca. That's oddpod.ca. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tell your friends all about what you're listening to, and hopefully we will talk again.